In the words of Dr. Quad David Whitaker, what you do for yourself depends on what you think of yourself. What you think of yourself depends on what you know of yourself, and what you know of yourself depends on what you have been told. This is Vince Robinson along with Brother Hamtonio. Our guest this morning on 360 Info Network is the Reverend Dr. Trinace Talbert. She is the author of Doors of Light and the podcast host of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. She's also the owner and artistic director of Modern Belly Dance of Cleveland, LLC, a place where women of all ages can come to empower themselves through learning the ancient art of belly dance. Her focus is on healing from within. She's dedicated her life to raising humanity through conscious awareness and education. Her work is to expand the consciousness of every individual she comes in contact with. Anyone who desires to be awakened or elevated spiritually, mentally, or physically can find assistance through some or all of her services. Welcome to 360 Info Network, the Reverend Dr. Trinace Talbert.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be back.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you. So we're going to jump right into it because I did listen to most of the video that you sent me, and you talked about vibrational energy, and you talked also about how the medical industry was basically transformed during a part of this country's history to a point where some of the folks who were involved in natural healing and alternative methods were just basically squeezed out of the game. So why don't we first talk about the transformation of medicine here in America?
Well, it's a very interesting history. I think we could go back to the mid-1800s and start to look at the establishment of the AMA, the American Medical Association. So that was founded, I believe, in 1846. And when it was founded, it was a naturally based organization because, of course, at that time, all of the doctors were natural healers using herbology and so forth for healing purposes. And within a year, it all changed. So by 1847, the outlook of the AMA was to bring in what they call patented medicine. And it was, when it was founded, all of the members were completely against patented medicine. But within a year, it flipped and became an organization that pushed patented medicine. And at that point is when everything began to change in our reality, I guess you can say, in the West. And from there, we are living the history actually now. This was the goal, for them to be able to take over to the point where people did not know anything about natural medicine anymore, and all their reality would be was patented medicine. That was the goal, and they obviously reached it, because we are now trying to bring this consciousness back to the awareness of people that this is the natural medicine, this is true healing, using the herbology that God has given us. This entire planet is for healing. Even the stones can heal you. So we need to awaken to this once again. And what we have now is ignorance to the degree that it's killing us. It's maiming us. And sickness is normal. And it's not normal to be sick, but we think it's normal. So this is where we are, and this is what we have to change.
Okay, so this paradigm shift resulted in the elevation of a certain element of medical practitioners and the diminishing of others. It's had such a profound impact on our health today in light of the fact that there's this divergence between the allopathic method and the natural method. So could you kind of go over what's the difference between allopathic and natural is?
The allopathic medicine is what we know of now in our hospitals, that you have the chemical practice of medicine, and this is a pharmaceutical grade medicine, which is derived, the shell of the pills that you're taking is using the oil that goes into your car the same thing. And I don't know when that became safe for us to take into our bodies. But that's what the capsules are created from, the same oil. And, of course, that was why this entire industry was created, in order to create money. It was financially based. It was not based on health. So all of the medicine that is being practiced that people know of now is considered allopathic medicine, where you go to the doctor, you have these tests done. If you do any research on the test, which most people don't do, you will see that 99.9% of the tests they run on you are harmful and create more problems for your body. And people just don't know that. But it is, again, financially based, not considering your health when they approve of these types of tests. Now, the natural medicine is, of course, going back to nature. We can use the sun. We can use water. We can use the herbs, the leaves of trees, the bark of trees. There's different healing elements that come from different plants, and different plants hold different medicine. So some are aromatic, and we turn them into essential oils, and they also hold a healing property. And then there's others that are medicinal that we will use in serious cases of viral infections, bacterial infections, different things of that nature. But all of these diseases, most of the things that humanity is facing today is man-made. It's created through men in laboratories. And then they create a business. And because it's natural for your immune system to be strong, to be healthy, and to fight off a normal virus or bacteria. But when an environment is created for sickness, which now we are totally inundated within the cities with an environment of sickness, and that's because of the electromagnetic frequencies that we are exposed to on a daily basis with all of the Wi-Fi and the radiation that is completely we're surrounded by. This creates an environment of sickness because your body is being bombarded with radiation that you cannot see. And so they create an environment in order for you to become sick. They poison the water. They put chlorine in the water. They put fluoride in the water. They put all these chemicals in the food, in the water, so that you can become sick. It's called slow poisoning. And it breaks down your immune system over time. So the body doesn't react the same way it would in a natural situation.
You're listening to 360 Info Network right here on AM 1490 WERE with Brother Hamtonio and yours truly, Vince Robinson. Our guest this morning is Dr. Trinace Talbert. We'll be back with more 360 right after this. Before we stepped away, we were talking about the pharmaceutical industry and the petroleum industry and the relationship between the two and allopathic medicine. So, Dr. Talbert, could you explain to us what happened in our history that connected petroleum and pharmaceuticals?
Well, basically, some very wealthy families came together to create the AMA. And what we know of them now is mainly the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Carnegies, those groups. Some families are less known. And they managed to bring a society together, which we now consider the American Medical Association. And that was their goal, was to take over the medical field, because at that time, of course, they weren't in control. But by the turn of the century, by the turn of the 1900s, they had a lot of political power. They began to buy their way, basically, into power, as we know it to be today. And they were able to pass laws that made doctors have to join their medical association, because there were many medical associations, just like you would think of the AA, the car, where you can just go and get the AAA. Yeah, thank you. You can go and get your car, call them in your car. If your car stops running on you, they come out. It was the same thing. It's many different auto associations today. There were many different medical associations. So what happened was, at the turn of the century, they wanted people to have to go through their medical association. So they made it that you would lose your license if you didn't. You would lose your medical license if you did not join their medical association. And then they began to have the political power to change the medical schools. So they put the people in place that they wanted to have to go into each medical school to decide whether that school was teaching the right curriculum or not. And those schools that were teaching natural medicine, they began to shut them down. And if you did not come into their organization, you lose your license. Okay. So basically, that's how they took over.
Okay. So, again, just using the material that you sent me as reference, you mentioned Dr. Rife and the technology that he was privy to and the fact that it was basically suppressed, taken out of the possibility for widespread use in the United States when, in fact, what it was doing was giving people an alternative and also providing results, and it was based on vibrational energy. So can you talk about the significance of vibrational energy, how it can be useful to us, and basically the technology behind Dr. Rife's invention?
Vibration and frequency is the most primordial energy that everything is created from. So if we can use that to restructure ourselves, then that is the basis of medicine. And in truth, everything is that. So even when we use heliotherapy, when we go sit in the sun, we are tapping into a frequency medicine. And it's basically just however we term it. But the sun is unlocking our DNA. So everything, light itself, carries information. And this is why you want to be conscious of the light that you are exposing yourselves to. Light itself is a form of energy. And so when we use these LED lights, there are certain lights that they're now introducing to us. As we can see here in Cleveland, they've changed all our lights into these LED lights, our street lights. If you go do any research on LED, those are the worst lights for us to be exposed to. Once again, our health is being under attack. It is creating an environment of sickness. It's a very low vibrating, dense energy wave, and it begins to affect our cells. And because we are unaware that we are made of vibration and energy, that is who we are, it's an illusion for us to believe that we are physical beings. We appear to be physical. But if we look at ourselves through an electron microscope, we can see how fluid we are, how unattached we are. Literally. So our eyes give us this illusion of solidity in all its forms. So when we expose ourselves to other frequencies of light, of energy, of sound, then we are, it's literally affecting us because we are made of those things. And each one of our cells has its own sound, has its own frequency. And when the cell becomes sick, it changes its sound. And this is how you know it's no longer healthy. And the sound of a dying cell sounds like the static, the white noise that we used to get on our TVs back in the day when the TV used to shut off at midnight, and then you just get this shh sound. That's exactly what your cell sounds like when it's dying. But when your cell is healthy, it has a frequency, it has a tune. It's playing its music. And so when cells come together to form organs and tissues, then they create an orchestra. They're bringing their healthy sounds together when they are healthy, and it's beautiful music, and this is how you know the body is in harmony. But once the cell begins to die, then this begins to create a cascade of dis-ease within the body, because that sound of the dying cell affects other cells. And so immediately they try to assist that cell to regain its frequency once again. But when we are being bombarded the way we are in our environment and through our food and water, and this is why we have to become more conscious of what we're consuming in our bodies on every single level, mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally, these begin to overtake the body and the other cells become sick as well. And then we come into what we call disease, but it's dis-ease in the body. So when we bring frequency medicine in its highest form, and I want to call it the healing frequencies because we have other frequencies we're exposed to that are not healing. So we are trying to counter this dysfunctional frequency that we are getting all day long through the air. Microwaves are going through the air, radio waves are going through the air. Everything's in the air and it's affecting us. So when we use the frequencies that Dr. Rice has discovered, and there's over 4,000 frequencies that I know of that are in my, within the machine that I use, and they're all based on Dr. Rice's work, then we reintroduce the healing frequency back into the body. And that's the way the body would naturally be retuned. And that's what the sun does for us when we sit in the sun, and that is heliotherapy. It realigns the body to a higher vibration, retunes us. It unleashes the information that's stored within the DNA of how to repair itself. Because you really are, your physical body really is a form of technology. It's a very high technology. And this is why we are now under the assault of these new forms of medicine that they come out with, what they call them, whatever, the shot. It's based on technology, so it's going after your RNA, it's going after your DNA, it's going after the information that's already stored within the body to rewrite it. And this is why we have to be very conscious and aware of how we are created and what we're made up of, because this is a very high-tech war we're in right now.
How you doing, Doctor? It's Antonio.
Very good, Antonio.
See, again, one thing I guess I just want to make a footnote here in dealing with, because you sound like this harmonic type healing. That's why our ancestors used music and sounds like that to deal with it.
Absolutely.
I think it's and it's very important first, you know, before anyone can get anything, you know, I've been preaching this for a whole bunch of years. You can get, you know, what you're trying to say, and having another consciousness on how this body works, you have to understand that we all, it's energy. If you don't get that, then most of the things that you're talking about will kind of like go over the head, or they may not try to use it and put it into practical use like that. And then maybe not understanding the things that are around them that may be affecting them, you know. But you first got to understand that you are this ball of energy. I used to say biology. My brother said physics. It's probably more physics than biology. Understanding that everything is moving and everything is alive. Once you understand that, then, you know, a clear picture tends to come into play. And so in saying that, too, you know, I want to kind of like go into another little piece just to make us aware. What you just said is not new to this system. They understand this. They've been studying that with Dr. Rife way back then, and they stored all this information, you know, when he, you know. And so with this being said, and them studying cancer and how the body work and frequency and nuclear physics and atoms and all that, they understand this. How long have we been studying cancer research? You know, how many quadrillions of dollars that they have got, you know, in dealing with cancer research? They know how to fix cancer. They know what all this is all about. They talk about going to the moon and been, you know, some say they already traveling in different galaxies and dealing with the Bell and the reverse technology with supposedly UFO or what Hitler was working on. They know all of this, what we're talking about. You know, it's more of a nefarious plan to hit us and bombard us with all this negative energy that is causing these particular problems and programs that we're doing. And we need to understand it. That's why we need to know what's around us and what we're doing and how this stuff is affecting our body. So they know all this.
So, Dr. Talbert, we talked about the creation of these machines and the fact that we were getting results from Dr. Rife's technology I think what I could glean from what you shared with me was that they were able to effectively deal with cancer, but because they were able to do that, his technology got suppressed, but now it has resurfaced, and now we have access to it. So I just want to give the listeners a certain sense of hope that some things, some medical conditions that they have that they think are insurmountable are actually not insurmountable. So could you talk about how the technology can be used today and what kinds of results people are getting by using that technology?
The technology is more simplified today because now it is using our high-tech, computers to bring these frequencies to us. It's very adaptable, very easy to use. And people are getting excellent results on every level, from anything you can imagine being out of tune in the body. And these words that we use, these terminologies of disease, these labels that they give people, I want people to realize you need to stop claiming those labels. You need to quit, saying, I have this, I have that. What you have is a body that is now out of tune, and you need to retune yourself. That's what you have. You're no longer vibrating to your highest and your best, and you now need tools to assist you to bring your vibration back. And that is all forms of frequency medicine. You can call herbology a form of frequency medicine, because what you're doing is you're intaking the frequency of that plant. Everything has frequency. And so it is giving you its medicine. And this is what our ancestors, of course, knew and still know today through us, through those of us who still carry this knowledge. You have to intake to remind the body, to remind yourself who you are. And this goes across the board. It's not just physical, because you have to realize whenever you get out of balance, when you get a manifest dis-ease that manifests in the body, it is because you have, first of all, emotionally gone out of balance. And the first thing that takes is your mind. So your mind is no longer in a healthy state. You're no longer thinking in a higher vibrational manner. You have become negative in your thinking. And when you carry negative thoughts for too long, they manifest in the body. So whatever form that is, if that's in a form of fear, you're afraid of something happening to you, then you manifest it. Because a fear is a negative wish. You manifest your fears. If you don't know how to release negativity in whatever form it comes into the body, be they toxins through the water or the food you eat, or be they thoughts, be they things that you expose yourself to on the television or through social media. These are things we have to begin to release, is these forms of negativity, because they will manifest in the body. And then we give them all these fancy names. But if you really go behind the curtain, you would realize that those people that call themselves doctors in the medical field, 99% of them don't know what's wrong with you when they give you those labels. They have quotas they have to meet every month. They have to have so many people diagnosed with several different ailments in order to get the money that they get from insurance companies. So you get labeled with different things just because they need those numbers. It's like a police officer that has to have so many tickets written within a month. They have quotas, just like everyone else. It's a business, people, and that's what you really have to understand. And that's why you have to start taking your own health back. You have to start empowering yourself with knowledge and beginning to study up on what they have labeled you with and to find out what are the alternatives. Because when you start looking at alternatives, that's when you will really begin to move into your healing. Otherwise, you're just going to be looking at being poisoned.
That's yes. Simple. So you're talking about the impact of things that we ingest both through our
mouths. You have a phone call.
And through our minds, so forth and so on. And we talk about diet on this show a lot. And I had a conversation with you when you were talking about the frequency that is related to certain kinds of foods. And, I just happen to be vegan. I know a few folks are, and I know that there are a lot of folks in our listening audience who might be making strides towards that. But at the same time, the ingestion of meat and huge copious amounts has had a meaningful impact on our health. Could you talk about how ingesting things that may not be fully alive or may not be fully capable of regeneration? Could you talk about the importance of changing maybe some of the things that we're eating that lower our vibrational aspect, because those things do have an ability to do that?
The fact that we are not taught how to eat to live is a big issue, because you become what you consume on every level. So when we take in and ingest foods that are processed and have all of these preservatives in them, then we are literally taking in those chemicals into our body, and they have a chemical reaction within the body because we are made up of chemistry. And so outside of meat, and we discussed this on, I don't remember what show with you, but the fact that you're eating something that's dead and something that was alive at one point and had consciousness, it holds it within its cells, just like you hold information within your cells. So when you ingest the flesh of that animal, you're ingesting the genetic line of that animal, the memories of that animal, and also the memories of the ancestors of that animal. And so that becomes part of you. This is how we all become part of one another. But it's not supposed to be done in that form. That's more cannibalistic. Anyway, you begin to take on the fears of that creature because it was conscious and it was aware that it was being killed, murdered. And so you're eating the flesh of something that has the memory of death within it. And that energy penetrates within your field, within your conscious body. And you begin to take on anxieties and fears and panics and a feeling of doom. Something terrible is getting ready to happen. And you can't really put your finger on it. It's just a sense of foreboding. What's wrong with me? I don't know what's wrong with me. I just feel this way. It's through the foods you're eating. It's also through the water. Chlorine has that effect on you as well. If you study the attributes of chlorine, and this is one of the reasons why they put the fluoride, chlorine in the water, because they know how it affects us. It's all chemistry, and everything holds information. So you're taking in the information of death, literally, and so you are feeling death all around you. And it is to our perception, it may be perceived in many different ways as fear or dread or depression, however we manifest it within ourselves. Everybody may manifest it differently, but it's going to eventually become something hardened within the flesh body, and then we get these fancy names for them. But what we were talking about, Vince, was I was sharing with you the fact that people do not understand that when you lower your vibration through eating forms of foods and drinks that lower your vibration, it affects you completely on every level of your life, and it affects you financially. So it's like having foods that are impoverished entering your body, and then they create poverty in your life, literally, through your finances. And people don't understand how that relates. But when you begin to change your diet and you start eating higher vibrational foods, life-giving foods, foods that are full of light and energy, then you will begin to see that manifest in your life, not only through your attitude and the way you feel. You start feeling more optimistic, more joyful, more happy. That is a huge effect, because then when you feel that way, you can create more positive things in your life, because your emotion is really what helps you to manifest. Your emotions are very powerful manifestors. Mm-hmm. And these are things that we do not understand about ourselves, how powerful we are and the creators that we are. And so we're being fed the wrong kinds of foods in order to take our power from us. So we don't ever realize that we are manifesting these wonderful things, because people have dreams and desires. They want things to happen in their life, and they're like, well, why isn't this happening to me? But they're not relating the foods that they're ingesting or the mental projections that they're putting into their body. They don't see how those things affect what come out of you, what you're able to create, what manifests around you. Your world around you is only a mirror of that one that is inside of you.
Yes, that's a powerful thought.
Yeah, that's the question. Yeah, that's a question, too, is, Doctor, could you possibly speak on then, you know, the conscientiousness of the individual? How that weighs in reference to you eating? Is this a collective way of putting all of it together and having it working in a positive way for you? Because I know how powerful the consciousness is, and how you perceive it and looking at things, and how your consciousness actually can change, you know, how different ailments and stuff affect you as far as your body is concerned, you know. So how all this, I guess, interweaves together in producing the type of optimum health that you strive and look for and want to achieve, especially when you've been bombarded so much with all these external environmental ills that are attacking you.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Your diet determines your level of consciousness. So that's how important the diet is. You cannot attain higher levels of consciousness by consuming death. You're going to be stopped at a certain level, because that is determining your physical makeup. And your physical makeup is determining the type of energy that you can store within your body. And remember, energy is information. So you must begin to change the energetic forms that you bring into yourself, be they mental, physical, emotional, and so forth, in order to change what type of level of consciousness you can hold within the body. So then you have to increase your knowledge, because knowledge then takes you to another level of information. So we're always bringing in more information.
Hey, Doc, I have to say this. I'm not just saying this to say this. Yeah, I've been speaking on this for 20, 30 years. And I think this would be beneficial for our listeners when we're dealing with spirituality. What you just said is tapped in what I've been saying for a lot of years for our spirituality and the problems that I had with the church and being and going to church. That's why I changed my diet, you know, knowing this mind, body, and spirit. Basically, like you just said, what you eat and want to go into bed. Church and eat those pork chops and things at that level. And how do you think, or why do you think, that your level of spirituality would be, you know, where you want it to be by eating this type of, you know, food that has this low level vibratory energy? It affects that. It would limit the level of spirituality that you are able to obtain by eating this low level vibratory energy. So that's how important it is, you know. Because I used to say, how do you think you're going to reach this level of spirituality if you're eating this type of food? They're all related, mind, body, spirit, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. We're coming up on 11:45, just a few minutes away, but I just wanted to give you a chance to talk about your practice before our hour ends. So can you tell us how folks can reach out to you and connect with you and what kinds of services that you're offering right now?
Well, people can connect with me through my website at awakenthehealing.com. And once you get on my website, I really like for people to get a feel for me before they contact me, just to see if it's a vibrational match, if you feel that we can work together. And then there's a custom submission form there. You can contact us. There's also a phone number on my website, where you can leave a voicemail if I'm unable to take the call, and I will definitely get back with you.
Okay.
It would probably be best to leave me an email or something of that nature. I don't always get the recordings. It's going through Google. But in my practice, I do many different things, but my goal is to find out what the person needs at that time and then try to create a program for them in the sense of where is our first step or second step, what do we need to do to help you get where you want to go. So I can assist people through herbology. I can assist people through the energetic medicine. I do energy work. So a lot of people aren't aware what energy healing is, but it is where you use the energy of your body in order to assist other people. It's just like what I'm talking about, what happens with each cell, how a cell will remind the sixth cell of what it's supposed to sound like. And basically that's what we do when we do energy healing. Energetic work is that I am trying to tune you. So I'm using my own energy in order to help tune your energy. And this is who we are naturally. We do this. We do this through our voice. We do this in so many different ways. But this is what I want to stress to people. Because some people may say, I don't have the money. I don't have the money to come. I don't have the money to do a consultation. And in many ways, I will work with people depending on what their situation is. Okay. Because I want people to get the help.
All right.
But there are many different things you can do for yourself.
Okay. So we're going to make sure that folks are able to connect with you, and we'll share this information on our Facebook page and in the YouTube post when this program goes up for a podcast. You're listening to 360 Info Network right here on AM 1490 WERE. I am Vince Robinson, and I'm here with Hamptonio and our guest, Dr. Trinace Talbert. We'll be back with more after these messages. We're back, 360 Info Network, with Dr. Trinace Talbert, the author of Doors of Light, The Awakening Has Begun, and she is the host of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Dr. Talbert, let folks know how they can listen to the podcast that you're doing and connect with your book.
My podcast is Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. You can find it on every platform that hosts podcasts, and that means every platform. That podcast is well received all around the world, and that podcast will assist you. If you're serious about your awakening, your spiritual awakening, changing your diet, becoming more conscious and aware, It will just empower you on so many levels. And I get many emails and messages from people that have their whole lives transformed by that podcast. So it's a beautiful resource for you. It's free. And they can contact me again on my website. I also have a video podcast there where I bring in different people from around the world that have technologies that can also change your life, technologies that are suppressed, and ones that you may never hear about. So we are doing those podcasts now. We've turned them into webinars. So if you join my email list, then you will get an invitation to be on the live webinar, and you can ask those questions to different guests that we have on. It's just a gamut of information I'm trying to bring to people to empower them to let you know that you really hold the key to your own reality, and it's on you to practice this information and put it to practice in your life so you can change your life.
Okay. And Doors of Light, The Awakening Has Begun. How can folks obtain that publication?
Yes, I have that as an ebook on my website. You can go to awakenthehealing.com, scroll down, and you will see the link to purchase the ebook. I probably will not publish that book again anytime soon unless Spirit tells me to. I really want people who have purchased that book, the physical book itself, to have something of value, because literally, like I said, it's being sold on Amazon for over $900. I don't get any part of that money, but that's one of the reasons why I stopped doing business with my publisher and Amazon, because I saw what was going on. They kind of took my book, and there are plenty of people are making a lot of money, but It is being sold for over $900 on Amazon. If you go on there and you put in my name, Trinace Talbert, the book will come up. So you can get the ebook, and I suggest that people get the ebook, print it off, and put it in a binder, and you have something of value. That book will help you, and it grows with you. It's a book that literally grows with you. So as you go through your awakening, there's going to be times you're going to need to go back to that book, and you're like, oh, my goodness, this is right on point. You know, I needed this again. So it really grows with you, and it's just resources for everybody to assist in this awakening process, because that's where we're becoming conscious again of who we are. And that's what I'm here to do, is to help people remember how powerful they are and that they are the creators of their reality, that we are co-creators with the universe, with God, however you choose to call it, with the ancestors. We work together to create this reality, and we can change this world if we all take our power back. But we can't do anything powerless. We have to take our power back. We have to start working together as groups, as teams, as divine partnerships, and literally change this world, because we allowed this madness to take place, and now it's up to us to change it.
Right. So you have talked about a few different things that we can do in terms of raising our vibrational frequency, and I'm just thinking about some of the conversation we had earlier when you were talking about sound. And I'm thinking about how some folks ride around in cars and the music is so loud and the bass is so powerful that it rattles the metal on your car and their car. And I can't help but think how detrimental that could be to the body. But on the other hand, you might take something like a tuning bowl or a tuning fork and engage with that and see a completely different result in terms of the impact or the effect that it has on your body. Can you talk about how sound can be used as a healing mechanism?
Yes, I thank you for bringing that point up, because every time a car goes past my house and my whole house shakes, or, you know, like you said, they're down the street and your car is shaking, I think of the person's health in just a few short years, where they're going to be, because it's literally deteriorating your cells. It's just a slow deterioration process. But what you will see right away is the mental health. Their mental health will be disturbed immediately. And so it will make people more hostile, more fearful, more agitated. It will make them be more addictive. So it's a very treacherous cycle that begins when you start to engage with those lower frequencies like that. One thing that I want to encourage people is to know that your voice, how powerful your voice is. Your voice is your healer. Your voice can heal you, and your voice can bring things into your life that can destroy you. And so we have, as Antonio stated before, of our ancestors using drumming and singing. And when you
4 minutes, Vin.
Culture on this planet, they all use drumming and singing as a form of healing, of a practice with their rituals. And why is that? Because they know the power of vibration and frequency. And this is what we have lost. We have lost that. Even as black people here in the United States with our ancestors and our history of slavery, it was outlawed at times for us not to even be able to sing, not to be able to drum and dance. And why would they outlaw something like that? And if you think about this last year with the madness that was going on in this country and continues to try to go on in this country and around the world, they outlawed you being able to get with your family and have social gatherings, because it's the same reason that it was outlawed for us in our slave time, not to be able to gather together. There's power when we come together in joy and love, when we embrace one another. We create healing energy. This demonic force that is over our world does not want joy, because joy heals. Does not want love, because love heals. And it's up to each one of us to reject that dark part of us, because literally that is a mirror of our own shadow energy that has manifested outside of us and is attacking of us. It's a part of us that we are experiencing.
2 minutes, stand by for music.
So we have to start healing ourselves, and that comes through self-love. We have to start embracing ourselves. You would not be drinking yourself to death if you love yourself. You would not be getting high every day if you love yourself. And I have to say this. I don't know if it's the right platform or not, but I have to say this. I am so tired of people telling me that they're getting high because the ancestors used to get high. The ancestors did not do what you're doing. What is this? Where have we gone that we're so disrespectful that we would even go there? You know what I mean?
Yes.
How ignorant have we become with that?
Well, it sounds like the Reverend Doctor speaking right now, but we're up against the end of the show, Dr. Talbert, and we definitely want to thank you for the insight that you've dropped on us today. We've got several folks watching us on YouTube, and they're providing extremely positive feedback for the information that you're sharing. So we look forward to having further conversations with you. And as I said, I want to connect you with other light workers in our area so we can be a team of collaborators that raise the bar. Thanks to our engineer this morning, Leo, for bringing everything together. And thank you for tuning in. Don't forget about our Facebook page. We post powerful information on that. And check us out on YouTube. You can go to my Facebook page and my YouTube channel, and you can hear this show once again. Know yourself, love yourself, be yourself, make today your best day. Peace.
Peace.